The rationale behind the peace is that we're having a conversation about the future relationships on this island, and we're looking at the constitutional question. And people are asking us about the economics of it. And one of the things that we want to do is make sure that we're having a fact-based conversation when it comes to the difficult issue. Will there be United Ireland status quo or whatever? We don't have a preferred position on it, but what we are really concerned about is having a fact-based conversation that might inform any future poll that might come.
One of the key things that emerged, as well as the transport issues that are obviously high on everybody's agenda, issues of mutual recognition of skills and qualifications, issues of different currencies, the ongoing day-to-day economic relations, there are barriers there. They could all be addressed now.
Yeah, here's hoping. One of the things that we were doing is highlighting what some of the challenges are so that they can be addressed by those that need to address them. I think Brexit's had a huge impact on us. The fact that the two jurisdictions are no longer in the EU makes it even more difficult than it already was, because all those issues that you've talked about are probably pre-existing the Brexit decision. So we would encourage as much collaboration on a cross-border basis in order to get this place functioning as a proper economic region.
Are you getting any sense from Stormont, from Westminster, and indeed from Dublin, that there is a political will there to make that happen? It's got to involve all three.
Oh, it does, for sure. Any solution, it's a lot bigger than Holywell Trust, I can tell you that. Any solution's going to take looking at infrastructure, both sides of the border. It's going to take support probably from the EU as well, you know, so there's four players, I would say, that are going to be part of this conversation. And I think that there's a willingness and a recognition that for too long, this region has been top of all the wrong tables, and there really needs to be something done to address that.